And to remind you, you could, they just didn't damage you. And I've worked with cattle before that had me just jumping up on the fences all the time. And sometimes that didn't even satisfy them. They would come at you while you're on the fence. And you'd have to get over the fence. I mean, you know. So I like sheep. I don't see sheep as being an insult, because sheep can be worked with. Yeah, they're not right. They'll lay down and die for no reason. They'll just lay down and die. I read that in a book about the 23rd Psalm one time. But I thought that couldn't possibly, didn't make any sense to me. And then one day I was watching John's sheep farm, and I was moving them to a place where he wanted them moved, where there was more grass, and I was checking on them. And sure enough, one's running along, and all of a sudden he just stops, sits down, lays on his side, and he's lazy there. I thought, wow, is this what that folks talking about? For goodness sake. So I zipped over there on a little motorcycle, got off to get up, and just laid there. Finally, I decided this must be one that's trying to just lay down and die. So I grabbed it, and I stood it up, and I said, get going. Oh, okay. And it took off, and it would lay there and die. No good reason. I think they call it flowering. It just would lay down and die. I said, wow, man, I'm glad I read that book. It just would have died, and I had to pick up a dead sheep. Sheep do die, but we're not amongst them, right? Not going to do that. But the Lord is my shepherd. So, I have everything that I need. What I have now, I have. What I need later, I have. By faith, I have it. If I can respond to His word that way, then if there is something, I've got it. This morning I was writing my offering check, and I was sitting there and going, Lord, I think that today I'm just going to put this to my treasure in heaven. I can't think of anything that I really, 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 really need. So I'm just selling it toward that treasure. And then if there is something that I really, 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 really need, if there's something that I really, really, really need to sow into, if there's something that I really need to do something with, then you pour that one out on me. But for this one, I'm depositing this. Because I couldn't think of any particular thing that I really needed to deposit it for, so I deposited it asking Him to tell me if there was something that I forgot. I could forget something. Anybody ever could forget something? Not know something, you know. But for right now, I have everything I need, and that secures that I have everything I will need the next time. And if there's something, so praise God for that prayer, for God restoring things, you know. I mean to tell you that I expect it. I expect things to be restored that I don't even know were taken. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and He knows about those things. He knows every wrong thing anyone has ever done. Anything that's ever been taken from you. Yes, He does know every wrong thing that you've done too, but repentance takes care of that. Have you ever had something you just really weren't that interested in repenting over them? Because you really couldn't see that you were in the wrong? You ever had something where you just couldn't see where you were in the wrong? Where at least you weren't in the wrong enough that you needed to repent? I mean, after all, yeah, those are fun things, aren't they? And don't you just feel good when it's going on? Yeah. I mean, I tell you, it's just amazing. And you have to fight some of the stupidest things. You have to fight. You ever had to fight like crazy to win a stupid fight that should have been easy? I mean, you had to fight with yourself, you had to talk to yourself, you had to speak the word to yourself, and boy, the minute that you quit speaking the word to yourself, you whoa, slide right back down into the pit. It's not a fun thing, and it's just embarrassing when it's a little thing. You know, a big thing would be okay, but I mean, sometimes the littlest things, we can just get in a rut and can't just... We can say the right things, it doesn't seem like a breakthrough. It doesn't seem like it just isn't happening. You know, but the Lord is my shepherd. I got what I need, I just got to get a hold of it and hold on to it. Usually the toughest thing about that fight is recognizing that the person in the mirror is the major problem in the fight. But you know what? That doesn't bother God. It doesn't bother him. He's your shepherd. He leads you to green pastures. He makes you to walk beside still waters. You know, sometimes have you ever been in a situation where you're in ugly water and you just keep stirring around in it until it's just terrible water? Until it's about to give you foot rot? The shepherd never, ever, ever looks for that kind of water for his sheep. Now, if the sheep are about to die for lack of any water at all, the shepherd might let them drink a little bit out of that. But as a rule, a good shepherd is going to have good water scouted out before he takes them that way.